Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Tacos and Tattoos. Today I'm going to share with you a little bit of like what it's like to experience reverse culture shock. Because as someone that's been living in Mexico almost 4 years, in September I will have lived in Mexico for 4 years now. Isn't that insane? Oh my gosh. But reverse culture shock is basically where you go live in another culture and then you experience these moments of like, oh my gosh, that's so weird, when you come back to your own culture. And some of these might resonate with you, some of them might not, because I would say if I never lived in Mexico or another country, I would think that whoever's telling me these things was crazy, honestly. Yeah. So every time I come back to, especially Oregon, I have a really hard time, because I think we're all sold the American dream is we go to college, graduate college, get some fancy job with some fancy big company. We buy a house and then we get married. Well, we get married, buy a house, have a family, live happily ever after. And then when we retire, when we're old, we get to go out and explore the world and be free and whatever. But for me, that just never sat right. And so I honestly never even considered going to Mexico until the pandemic. Like, it was partly because I had met my friend Kelsey and she had traveled all around India and Portugal and all these places. And she's a wonderful person, but I'm like, I feel like I'm way more capable and organized than she is. And I was like, well, if she can do that in her early 20s, in my early 30s, I can go to Mexico. Like, I can go to another country too. And I was dating a Mexican at the time, and I was like, where can I go without being abducted? I'm sure you guys have heard me say it many times, but that's how I ended up in Mexico. It wasn't my plan. Certainly wasn't my plan. But it's one of the greatest gifts I ever had, because I thought I was doing life 100% right. I thought I was exceeding expectations because I had these two businesses. I had commercial real estate that I had remodeled. I had a brand new car and my pickup truck. Like, I had horses. I had the dream lifestyle, but I wasn't happy. And then when the pandemic happened, I was even less happy. My health was falling apart. My physical and mental health was falling apart. My finances were falling apart. It was like this castle I'd built was just like crumbling underneath me in an earthquake. And so it gave me the opportunity to sit with myself and be like, okay, what is actually important in my life? And run and chase that. But I feel like the American dream we've been sold is so toxic to so many people's souls. Like, some people, their personalities are like perfect for it. But those of us that want to expand and explore and feel connected, it just doesn't serve us. So every time I come back, I feel this like collective energy of like so much stress and tension. You know, so many of us, like, it, one of the big culture shocks is when we come back and people are like, oh, I'm stressed, but I'm okay. I'm stressed, but I'm okay. This identity of being stressed, it's like a badge of freaking honor. Congratulations. You are going to die young from having too much stress. You're going to give yourself cancer from the amount of stress that you have. And that is one thing. And I have a hard time with this energy. And as someone that's very energetically sensitive, I have to do so much self-care in order to like survive here for too long, because that energy is so incredibly strong. The other part of this, the reverse culture shock that I get is the amount of wealth that everybody has. Like, when you live in Mexico, people have a lot of wealth, but it's not like big fancy houses. Yes, some people have big fancy houses, but houses are more simple there, even in the fancy areas. Like, even the fancy houses, like, don't have the exterior facade that the houses here do. Like, in Hood River, I drove around yesterday. I was just like, oh my God, these giant porches, all these big timbers, like all the woodwork and trim. And granted, they are freaking gorgeous, but that's not important to me anymore. Like, if I'm gonna have a house, I want it to just be big and open and comfortable. But the amount of money it takes and the amount of like debt and loans and the monthly payments that you have to have in order to achieve that if you didn't inherit it is insane. And so many young people are striving for that, striving to have that big house only to be in debt to it for their entire lives. Like, if I take on a 30-year mortgage right now at 30, I'm going to be 33 in 10 days. I'll be paying on that until I'm like 60, like 65. Oh my God, no. You're like, that loan is with you forever. Just no. And I saw some TikTok about the, like the fact that with the 7% interest now, people be paying like $700,000 in interest over the lifetime of the loan. And I was just like, oh my God, no. Like, it's just this dream, this ultimate dream that everyone's striving for of having a house. And I'm not saying that because, oh, Keely, you're saying that because you're bitter because you don't have a house or because you lost your situation. No, honestly, after 4 years of being away from that culture of like, gotta buy a house, gotta buy a house, gotta buy a house, I'm just like super happy with not having that anymore. You know, like I could end my lease and go anywhere. And it's so awesome. Like I can go to a different country. I can go to a different beach town. Like I literally rented a place in Querétaro and now I bounce back between the city and the beach and it's amazing. I love it. Still for less money than a mortgage, like way less money than a $3,000 payment on a mortgage. And I've got two places, one in the middle of a city and one in on the beach with a view of the ocean, like fantastic. So I'd say for number three, culture shock would be the fact that people don't say hello to each other. They don't even look at each other. When I went to Mexico that first week and I'd walk down the street and people would say, buenos dias, buenas tardes. And I was like, why are you talking to me? And then when you come back and you got so used to saying hello to everybody and now no one hardly looks at you, you're just like, well, everybody's so stuck up and grumpy. Jeez. Yeah, it's a... That's a crazy thing. So number four would be the waiters bringing the check early when you go to a restaurant. I actually noticed that we've had to ask for the check in many places in Colorado. So I don't know if in Colorado they don't, there's less of a culture of bringing the check early. But in Mexico, you have to like ask for the check when you're ready. Like you'll just keep being like, hey, can I have this? Can I add this? Can I add this? But in the, typically in the past in the US, you order your drinks and then you order your food. They ask you if you want dessert. If you don't want dessert, they bring you the check. And they're like, don't rush, but they really do mean get the hell out. I want my tips. So that's something that always kind of gets me. Then the last one I would say is the crazy division that's happened in the US on social issues that have been made political. Like now we don't talk about COVID anymore, but we definitely talk about transgender and the upcoming election. And like everyone's so on edge about these social issues. And granted, some of them are, they're very valid, right? They are valid, very valid issues, but the amount of tension and hatred and the division, like there's not a lot of unity left. And in Mexico, I love how it's just like you walk into a bar, like me being by myself a lot. I walk into a bar and I'll look around to see if I know anyone. And if I see someone, they typically be like, hey, Keely, like come over and hang out with us. It's like, it's just so inviting all the time. I just love it so much, the togetherness that culture brings. And then I come back to the US and it's just like, I'm busy, go away, you know? One more is, which would be, I guess, number six, lose count, would be the food. I have a hard time with the food here. I experience so much bloat when I get here and eat at a restaurant or whatever. And I think it's just because everything's frozen. Everything, like you go to a restaurant and Sysco rolls up, right? The Sysco truck. There's no Sysco in Mexico. Yes, there's like delivery, but they're always fresh fruits and vegetables. Like the people in the kitchen actually have to cut that stuff up. And it's just the food, I feel, is not the same here at all. And I miss it in Mexico. Not only is it cheaper, but it just, my body feels better. You know, my body feels so much better eating the fresh produce. And I think a freshly cut tomato is not the same as a Sysco chopped up and frozen tomato, honestly. So that's part of what I have to like decompress. I'm here for 3 more weeks. And I'll be so grateful to go back because I just love living there so much. I love my simple life. I love my spiritual connection to people and places. And I just am not about this keeping up with the Joneses lifestyle. Like when we were in Manitou Springs, we went into some gift shops and people were just buying like straight up overpriced souvenir junk. And I'm like, you know, what if everybody just stopped trying to fill their houses with stuff and stop trying to buy a bigger TV, stop trying to finance a bigger car? Like, y'all wouldn't have to work as much. But we've been so brainwashed to think we need all that stuff. Like, you have to have it in order to be cool. You have to have it in order to be somebody. I tell you what, I paid $2,700 for my car in Mexico. I've put about $1,500 or more into fixing it. Like I just had to send another $300 to fix the AC fan on it. But I have so much joy and so much fun driving that beater car. It really is like, it's a, what is it, an 08 Chevy HHR. And it's been, people have backed into it a few times. Like, it's not pretty. It's pretty. It's fine. I call her Snow White. But I have so much fun driving that little cheap car around. Just as much fun as I would driving a fancy car. It's same with my truck here. It's an 03 Dodge Ram diesel with 301,000 miles on it now. And I have so much fun driving that truck. I don't need an $80,000 brand new truck to have fun and get around. I don't care what people think of my truck when they see it roll up with the dents in the bed, because it gets me around and I have fun with it and I enjoy it. There's people with brand new cars that don't even enjoy driving their car. So anyway, I digress. Thank you for listening to my little rant and reverse culture shocks, because it is like the US is a different place and it's very interesting how much people have here and how unhappy they really are and how disconnected they are from everybody and everything. And it makes me very sad because I think that in the US we have so much land and so many beautiful places that we never actually like leave our own culture. And we call this a melting pot, but we don't actually experience anything other than US culture. So I think travel is so incredibly important to get out and see new places and experience new things and be open to the fact the world isn't just what we think it is here. There's so much more beyond just our house. Because honestly, right now, as I make this podcast, I'm sitting in, I call him my grandpa. He's a family friend that's older. He has this it's a nice house. It's an older house in the Columbia River Gorge, and it has a big backyard. The birds come in and out and eat from the bird feeder. Quiet neighborhood. It's clean. It's really nice. It is. But it's so quiet, and all I want to do is finish these podcast episodes and go to a cafe to work and be around people. I don't want to be by myself in a big house. I've done that for all my life. I grew up rural. I lived in the country with my ex-fiance. Like, I love being with people now. I love being around people, and I love working out of cafes because then you're not sitting there by yourself. So I'm going to go find a cafe and go do some work. And we've been working on a blog site for the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. So you can find breakdowns of all the episodes and connect with the favorite guests that we have on the podcast and share more photos and stories from my travel adventures. And yeah, just have it be a neat place to connect and get more from the Tacos and Tattoos experience. So got to go work on that today. We'll be launching it soon. Okay, till next time. Bye.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.